Discover real financial education for personal benefits and growth. Parents often teach their children to go to school, work hard, and secure a good job. However, this common advice isn't always the best path forward, despite its widespread popularity among parents and teachers alike. When it comes to learning about making money in school, the truth is that most schools teach you nada, zilch, nothing. You've probably been in the same boat. Most of us aren't taught how to become and stay rich. However, this valuable knowledge exists and is shared across wealthy families through generations. Wealthy individuals earn without direct labor for money. In the 1950s, Robert and his friend Mike were curious kids with big dreams. They wanted to get rich and make lots of money when they grew up. They weren't sure how to do it, though. After a funny attempt to make coins from melted toothpaste tubes failed, the boys decided to seek advice. They asked their dads how they could start getting rich. Robert's well-educated yet financially struggling father advised, "Go to school, study hard, and secure a stable job." This common guidance, though familiar, misses the mark. If you follow this advice, you'll spend your life working hard to earn more money, while others like the government, bill collectors, and your bosses take most of the reward. Put simply, Robert's poor dad might have advised, dive into the rat race, where you work endlessly for others. Many still follow poor dad's advice out of fear, feeling distressed about defying society's expectations. We're taught that a good job leads to wealth, so we study hard and work even harder. This keeps us from poverty but doesn't make us any richer. Some parents don't pass on this wisdom to their kids, you know, the understanding of how money is made, grown, and managed. We're talking about wealthy folks like Mike's dad, the rich dad who taught both boys about finances. Mike's dad's proposal. At first, Mike's dad didn't suggest anything. Instead, he struck a deal with young Mike. He offered to teach him about money if Mike agreed to work for him at the low wage of 10 cents per hour. Robert agreed to work, but after a few weeks of being paid less than promised, the boy returned to his wealthy dad, furious and ready to quit. "You've taken advantage of me for too long," he said. "And you haven't taught me anything about money in all this time." Life's early lessons often surprise. Imagine a mentor's smile as they reveal that working for money alone won't make you rich. So, you might wonder, how exactly do the wealthy build their fortunes? Do they resort to theft or rely on lottery wins? Learn about finances, recognize real assets, and invest wisely. You might disagree. It's easy to criticize regular jobs and encourage others to buy assets, but how can you afford assets without a job? Is money going to appear out of nowhere? No. Nobody is telling you to quit your day job yet. Instead, Kiyosaki emphasizes the importance of minding your own business. This doesn't mean ignoring others' lives. It means focusing on your finances and earning money for yourself, not just for your boss. Minding your own business means building wealth through your assets instead of relying on promotions, bonuses, and raises. When we talk about personal finances, there's a difference between your job and your business. Your job is what you do 40 hours a week to pay bills, buy groceries, and cover living expenses, like being a restaurant owner or sales manager. Your business is where you invest your time and money to grow your assets. How does this relate to Robert's path to success? When Robert was young, his poor dad suggested getting a secure, high-paying job. His rich dad advised him to buy assets instead. Who did he follow? Rich dad. At age 9, Robert started his first business by paying his friend's sister to rent comic books to neighborhood kids. Others did the work, and he collected the money. Build wealth, the importance of assets. As he grew up, Robert also had a day job, working long hours at big companies like Xerox and Standard Oil of California. Meanwhile, he kept his expenses low, invested his leftover salary, and built a strong portfolio of income-generating assets. This is how Kiyosaki learned to mind his own business. Although he had a job, his wealth came from his growing assets. Working for companies and investing his earnings taught him to see his assets as his employees. Each dollar he invested worked for him, earning money even while he slept. Sounds great, right? If you want to become wealthy, use the same mindset. Your salary alone probably won't make you rich, even with promotions and bonuses. Instead, use your salary to buy assets that will increase your wealth. The takeaway is to understand the difference between your job and your business, because only one will make you rich. You know which one. The rich use tax laws to stay ahead of systems limiting them. When Robert was in school, he loved the story of Robin Hood, who took from the rich to give to the poor, but his rich dad didn't agree with the message. Rich dad believed that the tax system worked similarly, trying to take from the wealthy to help the poor. However, he argued that it didn't work like that. Instead, he thought the middle class ended up paying more taxes, while the rich used strategies, like corporations, to avoid heavy taxes. Corporations, unlike individuals, could spend money before being taxed, which gave them an advantage. Wealthy people often use corporations to lower their taxes, unlike the middle class and poor who pay more. Corporations also help protect owners from losing everything if their business fails. For example, if you can't pay back a personal loan, you might have to sell your stuff and go bankrupt. If a corporation can't repay a loan, the owners only lose what they invested. Their personal belongings, like houses, stay safe. Corporations allow the rich to make big profits with less risk. By understanding tax laws and legal rules, they stay ahead of the limits that are supposed to keep them in check. Many lack access to financial education. Robert Kiyosaki and his friend Mike had a unique mentor in their youth, Rich Dad. He let them into his world of business, where they attended meetings with bankers, lawyers, and accountants and learned what running a successful business entails. They picked up these lessons quickly, but it soon began to affect their view of school. The practical business skills they were learning made traditional schooling seem less relevant. Repeatedly, they heard that hard work and studying guarantee success and wealth. Yet, nobody emphasized the importance of knowing how to manage money, except for Rich Dad. Most kids aren't taught how to save or invest money or about things like compound interest, which leads to many teenagers maxing out their credit cards. This gap in financial education affects not only young people but also many educated adults who make poor financial choices. For instance, half of the U.S. workforce doesn't have a pension, and among those who do, 75-80% find their pensions inadequate. There's a lack of financial education, but Kiyosaki teaches us that financial literacy is essential. So what's the next step? Learn about finance and start planning your financial future. Assess finances, set goals, and build financial knowledge. Starting to build wealth can happen at any age, but the earlier the better. If someone starts at 20, they're more likely to become rich than if they wait until 30. Three simple steps to follow. Look at finances, check the current financial situation. What income can be expected from a job now and in the future? What expenses are manageable? For example, that new Mercedes might not be affordable right now. Be honest and only count the actual money available. Set real goals. After reviewing finances, set realistic financial goals. If the goal is to buy that Mercedes, plan to achieve it in 5 years. Kiyosaki's wife, Kim, saved for 4 years and bought her Mercedes with earnings from rental properties. Learn necessary information, gain knowledge on how to reach those goals. Whether it's about managing money, investing, or budgeting, having the right information will help achieve success. Your money skills. To get better with money, focus on improving your mind. It's your best asset. Learning how to handle finances is important. For instance, if you're nervous about facing rejection, consider a job in network marketing. The pay might not be great, but you'll gain useful sales skills and confidence. You can also learn more about finance in your free time by taking finance classes or attending seminars, reading finance books, meeting and talking with experts. To sum it up, do these three things: check your current financial situation, set clear financial goals, and improve your money skills to reach those goals. By building a strong foundation, you have a better chance of becoming wealthy. Just imagine having that Mercedes in your garage. Wealthy people use financial savvy and courage to create money. Your attitude toward money is important if you want to improve your financial situation. You need to change how you manage your finances. One important change is learning to take risks. In life, it's often the brave, not just the smart, who succeed. Many intelligent people struggle with money because they fear what others might think or worry about losing it, which stops them from investing in things like stocks. To be successful, you must be willing to take risks and not let fear hold you back from opportunities. Financial intelligence is made up of two main parts. 1. Knowledge. 2. Courage. Which separates wealthy people from everyone else. With financial intelligence, rich individuals can create money by spotting opportunities and having the confidence to act on them. While it may seem like they are just lucky, they are making their luck. Robert and Mike learned from Rich Dad's business meetings that real success needs courage as well as hard work. When you combine knowledge with bravery, you can quickly find and take advantage of opportunities, almost making money appear out of nowhere. Consider investing in stocks, bonds, or tax liens. Taking risks means moving away from keeping your money safe in a basic checking or savings account. Instead, consider investing in stocks or bonds. These options may be riskier, but they can lead to greater wealth, sometimes quickly. If you're not ready to invest in the stock market, there are other ways to grow your money, like real estate or tax lien certificates, which can offer interest rates between 8% and 30%. This is much better than the average savings account interest rate of 0.21% in the US in 2013. Keep in mind that with the chance for higher returns comes higher risk. For example, investing in stocks carries the risk of losing your entire investment. However, if you avoid taking risks, you won't have the opportunity to earn big returns. In short, taking smart risks is important for increasing your income, and that's what a wise investor would encourage. Invest in stocks, bonds, or tax liens instead of playing it safe. After graduating college, he quickly got a well-paying job, which his educated but poor dad saw as a great achievement. However, Rich Dad had a different view. After 6 months, he quit his job to join the Marine Corps and learn how to fly. While poor dad was confused, Rich Dad encouraged him because he understood that he was focused on gaining knowledge, not just earning money. Rich Dad believed that having a broad range of skills was important for financial success, while poor dad thought that specializing in one area was the best way to become wealthy. This shows how different attitudes about work and learning can affect your financial future. As students advance in school, they often narrow their focus, similar to how many doctors specialize after graduation. This approach works for some, but one dad struggled despite having a PhD. In contrast, another dad, who didn't finish 8th grade, had a wide range of knowledge. He encouraged his sons to explore different jobs in the family business, like working in restaurants and sales. The goal was to gain various skills for future success. Key points. 1. Learn financial independence by letting your money work for you. 2. Assets generate wealth, liabilities drain your wallet. 3. Financial education is crucial for building wealth effectively. 4. Take risks and invest wisely to create opportunities for wealth. 5. Understand taxes and legal strategies to protect and grow assets. 6. Balance work to earn with learning to build broader skills. 7. Start early to evaluate finances, set goals, and invest wisely.